Sometimes people will ask me, actually oftentimes, they'll ask me, how are you able to give a sermon or do a funeral for someone you have never met? That has to be hard. And yes, it is harder to do in some ways and easier in others. And so the way that we do it, many of us, is that we need to meet that person that we don't know through their family, through their loved ones, through the people who knew them the best in this world. And so oftentimes I will ask them, tell me about your loved one. Who was your loved one? And so first you kind of have to prime the pump because, you know, all those stories don't come flooding in all at once. And so you kind of ask, so what did they do for a living? And what were their hobbies? And did they like to travel? And all of a sudden, starting more and more and more details come out, but the stories start to come out too. The stories about their loved ones, the stories that oftentimes they will take and they'll put it in their own eulogy, and so we have nothing left when it comes to us, our time. Just kidding, it's okay. But oftentimes we hear about these people and I love to hear these stories. I love to hear what they have to say about who this person was, but also about how these people are affected by this. So I hear the words of the stories, but I also hear the emotion behind them, the love, the respect, the honor. I hear about how they love their loved ones and how that all fit together in their lives. And so it gives me a great sense about who a person is when I find that I can meet them in their loved ones. And oftentimes, I'll usually say to them at the end of the funeral, when we say goodbye, gosh, you know, sounds like your loved one was awesome. Well, and a little bit funny, and probably someone that I would want to have a cup of coffee with, or maybe a beer with a time or two. Almost 100% of the time, I would have loved to been able to be with that person. So who do you say that I am? This is what Jesus is asking his disciples today. And just like we talk about our loved ones, just like we share the who our loved ones are in our lives, we can also share who Jesus is to us in our lives. We can talk about Jesus because we are in relationship with Jesus. We can also talk about how our God is with us, how our God is big and loving. Many people need to hear who you say God is. Yes, we can do the creeds and we can talk about all of those things, but there are so many people in our world who have been damaged spiritually by religion. They have been damaged by hypocrisy and judgment. They have been damaged by closed-mindedness and unacceptance. And there are so many people, for whatever situation it is, that find themselves questioning, what is God like? Who is Jesus? Who is our God? And it matters what you say. There is a whole Bible full of things that you can talk about our God. And yes, there's even those parts where God is angry and has vengeance and is a warring God. You could talk about that because it's in there if you want to. But why would you? When there's so much more you could say about your God. If I were to talk about God, I would talk about how I am loved by God, how, as the kids say, everyone is loved by God. I would say, my God is so big, our God is so big and so loving that nobody is left out of that. I would talk about a God who is forgiving and who gives and serves, who teaches and who invites us into this relationship. A God who listens to our prayers and responds. A God who is always with me and never lets me down. Then I would talk about, would you? Talk about the experiences I've had personally with God. I would point to parts in my life where I know that it had to be God that was there when I was at my weakest and most vulnerable. And how I had to know that God was with me in the miracle times of my life as well. I would tell stories and stories and stories about where I have encountered God. And they will be full of love and mercy and forgiveness. That is my relationship with God. So if you were to ask me, who do I say that God is? I would say God is love. But it matters. Yes, it matters what I say, but it also really matters what you say when people are searching, when your friends are asking, when people are wondering about you and your faith. What is it that holds you to your Savior and your Redeemer? What is it that holds you to this Almighty God Creator? What is it that holds you in the Spirit's arms? What would you say when you are asked who God is? Peter says, you are the Messiah. I love Peter. But he also doesn't know the full story yet. Jesus is like, hold that thought. And then he tells them how much more will happen. The Son of Man will undergo great suffering and be rejected by elders, chief priests, and scribes. God will know what it is like to be human and rejected and in pain and betrayed. He will die, and God will know what that is when we feel that weariness and that death upon us. God knows. And when he is risen from the dead again in 3 days, we know that death is not where God prefers us to stay, but God wants us to travel into the resurrection and have new life and new chances and new days and new life and new love. And he says, and if you want to become my followers, it's going to be that journey for you too. As much as we want to pave the way for our children and make it so that they don't have to make the mistakes that we make, they're going to make them. As much as we want to have the answers for all of the questions of life, we're going to have to figure it out and find it out ourselves. And as we are followers of Jesus, and as we are ones who are trying to serve and love and care and forgive and accept, we are going to come across some really hardships. How do you describe your God? Who is Jesus to you in your life right now? Because it changes. Man, who I thought God was when I was in my teens is so much more shallow than what I know of God right now. I think as my life goes on, my vision of God, my experience with God just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Isn't that great? Because wouldn't it be horrible if it got smaller and smaller and smaller? Oof. So who do you say that God is in your life? And it matters. Your words matter, and your actions matter. And so as you confess who it is that God is in your life, what God looks like for you, make sure that you show it too. Amen.